Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show. So excited to be with you guys tonight. If you guys are tuning in on YouTube or Instagram or wherever you guys are coming, I just am excited to be with you and the podcast listeners. I'm really appreciative of you guys as well. So glad to be with you guys tonight. But if you guys are watching on either YouTube or Instagram or anything with a video, you see that I have a mustache trying to come in. You're probably thinking that is A, the grossest thing you've ever seen, and what the heck are you doing, Jacob? And I just have to be honest. I got one of my clients or one of my guys that come to my gym, Jeff. He's actually an Iowa boy, and he's big on mustaches. And I told him last time that I thought I was going to grow one, and he was like, "You won't. You're too scared. You care too much what about other people think." So just to prove a point, I just had to shave everything and leave the mustache. And, you know, I don't know if it's compliments or if it's hate. I'm just going to take it all as compliments. But I'll tell you what, if you guys want attention, just grow a mustache. It works. So it's been a fun thing. I will say I'm not used to it. I think it will be getting shaved off here soon. But I just wanted to put that out there. If you guys are looking, you're like, "Man, Jacob's looking a little on the different side today." Yes, I am. I don't know how long the mustache is going to last. It won't last more than 2 weeks because I have a wedding to go to, and I was told already by the bride and groom I'm not allowed to have that. So as we now get into it, I just figured I would put that little knowledge. I hope you guys had a great week. It is a Friday evening here in Scottsdale. It's actually about 9 o'clock. I'm just getting to the podcast. I've had some things going on today, but nonetheless, we're here. We're going to make it happen. And what we're going over is something I think a lot of people have questions about, just being a trainer, things I hear every single day. It's a question that comes up almost daily. And it's best workouts to do. What workout should you be doing? And that's different for every single person is what I have to say it off. But this is a question I get asked all the time, because if you guys don't know about it, there's just so many different ones. I'm just looking at my show notes, you know, just off the top of it, you know, you have HIIT cardio, you have bodybuilding style, you have strength and conditioning or functional movement, you have CrossFit, you have Metcon work, you have powerlifting, you have strongman, the list goes on and on. And it's really finding what's the best fit for you. What should you be doing? What's the results going to get you? So I think the best thing I can do real quick is kind of just explain like the big majority of the topics that we have, go over them, and then kind of give you a thing that could be like, okay, would this fit in my life or not? So starting off, you know, we're going to go bodybuilding. Bodybuilding is a very common thing beyond guys, especially around guys like 20 to 30s, 40s. Like, it's something super simple. With bodybuilding, it's all about muscle growth. You're trying to grow your body. You're trying to shape and mold and build your body how you want it to look. For example, so if you want bigger shoulders, you're going to do more shoulder workouts. You're going to do more shoulder press, more lateral raises, upright rows, face pulls, stuff like that. That comes into bodybuilding, where you're actually taking a size or putting a body part and you're working on that body part. You're going to work on maybe it's just legs, but it can be split up even a little more into that. So with your bodybuilding, you can go into like a full body workout all in one day, where you would hit it like maybe three times a week, or you could do it in a 5 day split, body part split, where it'd be like chest, back, shoulders, legs, arms, repeat. You know, and then they also have, now they can get push pull legs and you repeat that. There's a bunch of different ways to go around the whole bodybuilding split. But why would you want to do the bodybuilding split? You know, bodybuilding split is for the person who, you know, you're really wanting to like make your body shape and look a different way. But most workouts, you can usually about 45 minutes to 60 minutes is what you should probably be spending in the gym. But why a lot of people like this is you're able to focus on a certain body group. So for example, you're going to go in and you're going to hit chest for just 45 minutes. You're just going to work on your chest for that time. Now, especially with bodybuilding, this also comes into the rep ranges and the percentages you're using. You know, you're in that hypertrophy mode or muscle growth size is where you're looking at. And, you know, there's all the studies around. People used to think, you know, it was only 6 to 12 reps you're looking for hypertrophy. If it was below that, you're looking strength. If you're above that, you're looking at endurance. But all the studies show that's almost all that's fake now. You know, like if you go lunge for 30 minutes, you're telling me your legs aren't going to get bigger. Like that's where we're at now. But with going back to general bodybuilding, you're probably going to be in that 6 to 12 rep range. You're probably doing anywhere from 3 to 5 sets, giving yourself anywhere from 45 to 90 seconds of rest in between sets, and you're going to be hitting that workout, trying to get anywhere from 20 to 40 sets in of whatever you're trying to hit that day on that body part. And, you know, and like I said, you can split it up. This goes really well for people who want to just work out all the time. For myself, I actually do a lot of this, more bodybuilding splits for myself, more hypertrophy training, because again, always trying to grow a little more muscle, but also just because I like the splits. I've done it for a while. But then the other thing that comes with it is with bodybuilding, you can be kind of smart with your joints. And what I mean by that is if you're in the lighter weight, but you're going into more muscle connection, you're doing muscle and mind connection, you're working on that, it can make it more simple on your joints if you're making the right selection with your movements. But that's, again, that's just a side note. But this is really common for the person who's trying to work out anywhere from 3 to 6 days a week. You're trying to shape your body to look a different way. Most of the time, it's muscle growth. But a lot of times, body comp comes into it, especially with, you know, bodybuilding, trying to be nice and lean. But again, that's where you're going to be doing more cardio and stuff. So that is number one I thought I would go over. Number two, it would be like the strength and conditioning functional workout. So, you know, I got my CSCS. I worked with college athletes, and it was training for performance. That's where you're going to be doing a mix of Olympic lifts like power cleans, snatches. You could be doing push presses, stuff like that. You're going to be doing Olympic lifts for the strength and conditioning part, but then when it gets to functional, then you're just doing things that, you know, you're doing every day. For example, if you're doing like a RDL, bending over to pick things up, a deadlift would be a very functional, because you're, how many times do you bend over, pick stuff up? Even going as simple as a bicep curl. I know people will laugh about it, but we were just talking about it at the gym today, me and Jesse and Jeremy. We were just talking about people don't like bicep curls, and we'll say it's the most functional movement of your life. And they're like, what? No, it's not. And I'm like, do you brush your teeth? Do you drink water? Do you grab groceries? Do you, everything you do is with your hands, and you're going into a curl motion, which is a bicep curl. So we always joke about that. But again, functional fitness is, you know, what you're using every single day. You know, I like to use like the lunges. People will do like the landmine presses and stuff like that, but just making it more functional of what you're doing every single day. Most people with this are going to look more at the 3 to 4 days worth of working out, just because of the stress it is going to put on your body, because you're looking at more compound movements. So that's something I should have said. Bodybuilding is going to be more specific. You can do more isolation movement. The functional stuff is going to be more compound movements, like squats, lunges, you know, the like bench press or rows. Like, it's going to be big compound movements, aka using more than one joint, is what compound stands for. So that's very common for a lot of people. The thing I will say with functional, you can sometimes, people will go heavier with it, so they'll try to be more in the 5 rep range, or you can make it as high as the 15 to 20. But that's where it's just like, some people just want to work on, hey, I'm going to use this in my everyday life. And I tell people that, you know, if you're not worried about just growing muscle, you know, this would probably be the best way to go, because you're going to try to train for just being a human being. You know, we all do a squat, a press, a pull, or a row, we would call it. You know, we're always doing simple movements like that every single day in all the movements you guys do. So functional training would be a good option for you guys in that realm. But like I said, it would probably be, your workouts are probably the same thing, around the 45 minutes to maybe even more like the hour 15, 75 to 90 minutes, just depending on what you got and depending on how many days you're going to go. If you're going to go 1, 2, 3, or 4, again, most of that is the 3 to 4 days a week. So that is most used, to be honest, by athletes, ex-athletes, but also just now, like, you know, my man Jesse Buell, that's what they really teach, is functional fitness, and he's doing a great job of what he does, and also works on mobility, making sure your hips are opened up so you guys can actually get into a squat, and just making you functional so you're not going to be hurt to bend over and pick up your kid. So that's what the focus is. You know, you'll get that from your other lifts or other styles, but that's what the main focus is for your functional fitness, just so you can basically live life and be able to do everything you want to with as little pain as possible and least injury risk for it. So that's number two that I like to put on the list. Then we get into, I'm going to go into the next extreme, would be powerlifting. This isn't for a lot of people, and I, to be honest, I wouldn't suggest it for almost anybody. For the standpoint of, when you're in powerlifting, it's all about just lifting heavy. You're just trying to go into what's your one rep max, which some people are into it, and it's cool. But just being honest, it's the worst thing you can do for your joints. I know guys who powerlift and they're 45 and they get hip replacements. Like, it, all it does is kill your joints. Yes, you'll get strong, you'll get muscle mass with it. It's good for that, but if you're talking about the integrity of your joints, it's going to kill you. And then like also you're not lifting into like more than five reps. Usually you're trying to focus on your powerlifting. You're trying to do it. And for some people, I'm saying it's great. It's awesome. It works. But for the majority of people, I would not suggest it, but I just wanted to touch on that because your lifts are, you know, when you're doing that work, you're spending well over an hour normally. Maybe it could be under, but you're doing one set. And then since you are lifting heavy weight, you have to take a longer recovery. So like I said, bodybuilding or hypertrophy, you're more in that 75-second range. In powerlifting, it's a minimum 2 minutes to sometimes it's 5 to 8 minutes between sets. So you can just get it and you're not going to burn as many calories if you're resting as more and you're only doing 3 to 5 reps. So for most people, I wouldn't suggest that, but I just wanted to touch on it. But then we get into the big one, CrossFit. What is CrossFit? Why is it so big? And should you do it? You know, CrossFit is a style of they put it as the fittest human on earth. And what it is to do everything, to lift heavy, to be able to be an endurance athlete, and to be able to do some of the hardest workouts you can ever think of and be sufficient at it or be good at it. So I think CrossFit's great for what it is. I like it. I just would never recommend it. And this is why. For the average person, I don't think it's necessary. And this is why I'm saying it. Because if it was just like doing like the wall balls, the rows, the skis, like simple movements like that, yeah, I'm cool with it. But it's the fact of it's when you're doing overhead Olympic works, like you're doing snatches. And I just use it like this. I tell my clients, but tell me why Rob, who's 47, who sits at a desk all day and eats crap and doesn't really work out, needs to be doing CrossFit where he's going in and he's doing snatches overhead. And then it's like, oh, I tore my rotator cuff. And I'm like, oh, no kidding. But that's what it comes down to is it's a risk and reward. I think CrossFit's great for what it is. And like I said, a lot of I didn't say this before, but a lot of ex-athletes will do that. You know, so like I used to CrossFit for a little bit after I got done with college basketball because what do? We did Olympic lifts right before. So we were always doing snatches. We were always doing cleans. We were always doing push jerks. That was part of our day. And then we would go into the actual workout part of it, which would be more in the functional fitness. But that was what CrossFit was. And it just made it more intense. It made it harder. And then you kill yourself during it. And then it would add endurance into it. So, you know, being a basketball player, we did sprints. We did stuff. So it was fun. I liked it. It switched up. It's a good thing to switch up every single day. And that's why a lot of people like it. And it is challenging. But the thing I get with it is not many CrossFit gyms that I know do a lot of progressing and regressing. And even when they do, they're not really watching the form. And I just use that as an example is because we have a girl at our gym who loves to work out, loves CrossFit. It's her thing. And every time she goes to the gym, they will dumb it down to what it will do, but so she can do it. But then she still gets hurt. Like the other day, she told me she hurt her back and they were having her do, what was it? They were doing having her do sumo high pulls. So she got in a sumo stance where her stance is super, super wide. And now she's doing an explosive movement and she threw and her back got tweaked. And I'm like, well, A, why the heck are you in a sumo stance if you're going to be doing an explosive movement? But like, it's just things like that. Like for the most person or for the most people that are going to be an everyday person, it's not for you because the risk of injury is so much higher. Now, I'm not saying all CrossFit boxes are like that because there are some great guys who are great coaches and will bring it in. But I'm just saying most of the time CrossFit is you're having giant groups and it's just so hard to teach all the different movements that they're asking. Like you're doing with the handstand walks, you're trying to do the rings, you're trying to do dips. Like there's all these things. And I bring this up is because there's coaches that I've worked with professional athletes who still say, I'm not the best at teaching Olympic lifting. And they've done it for 15 years and they still say, I can do it, but there's other exercises I'd rather do because it's easier to teach and we'll get more out of it. And it's just when I think of like, you know, Jill, who's 37, who doesn't work out and was never an athlete, maybe she played a little basketball in high school. Like, why does Jill, who has 3 kids and just sits at home most of the time, need to do CrossFit? She doesn't. And I'm not saying she can't do it, but I'm just saying, why does she need to overhead lift? Why does she need to be doing a push jerk and all that stuff? So again, I think CrossFit's great for what it is. If you're an athlete, I think it's amazing if you can do it. But it's like we talk about, you know, what was it? Two games ago, they had 21 pec tears because they do these not trying to be mean, but stupid workouts that make no sense if you write it down. It's just how can we try to kill these guys as much as possible? And they'll have these dudes do these things. And then rotator cuffs, the first thing to use, you go to the shoulder because you're doing all this heavy lifting or you're doing all these crazy violent movements. And that's my thing when I just tell people with CrossFit. I think CrossFit's cool. I think it's great. But if you look at just the like the elite CrossFitters, CrossFit is a thing you do for a span. Like when you're doing Olympic lifting, it's not if you're going to get hurt, it's when you're going to get hurt. Because when you're pushing a lot of weight, like we had Colleen Fisher was on Jeremy Scott's podcast, and she push presses 245. Like I can't do that, but like she's a beast, and she'll be able to do it for a while. But I'm just saying, after so long, you know, you'll talk, and people will be like, okay, my shoulders are starting to hurt because you're just doing so much. And I just say that from personal experience. I've done it. I've been doing push press in 225, and then I'm like, oh God, my shoulders start to have a little impingement, it starts to hurt, and then you have to dumb it down, or you have something happen. So I think CrossFit's great because it does get you moving, it gets you going, and if you don't do the Olympic lifts, and you have like a coach who knows what they're doing, I think it's an awesome workout. I think there's things that, you know, they're going to put in the wall balls, put in the burpees. They're going to make you do some running. They're going to make you do some things that are great for you. And I think it's a great overall workout. And it goes more to the functional fitness because they're going to try to make you do a lot more of those workouts. And I think that's great. I just think if you're looking at purely CrossFit, when you're looking at the box gyms and they're looking at, you know, hey, let's try to have these people do basically the athletic movements, and Sharon can't even get into a proper squat. Now we're trying to have her do her 3 rep max squat. Like, no, let's just have Sharon do a goblet squat and do 15 reps with a light weight, or just do body weight squats till she can get into a proper squat. But that's not usually how it goes there. So that's why I just bring up CrossFit. Again, I think it's great for what it is, but with that, there's always some discrepancy with it, just because of it's with anything you do, the coaching, and I just go over like the overall realm of CrossFit, and it's always like intense speed. When you're trying to do speed with heavy lifting, and you're trying to have endurance with heavy lifting, it usually doesn't work out too great, just from the research and watching people do it. And then we'll move into, you know, going into HIIT training or Metcons. You know, that's what we do at Jeremy Scott Fitness. We do Metcon training. And what it is basically, it stands for metabolic conditioning. But what we do is we're going to choose something similar, like CrossFit uses Metcon style. So that's why people get it confused when we say the group training, we do Metcons. They'll be like, it's CrossFit. I'm like, no, it's not CrossFit, because CrossFit, again, is using more Olympic style lifting. They're using different movements that we don't feel are as safe. So we do use some styles. So for example, we might go 40 seconds of work, 20 seconds of rest, or we might go 5 minutes of work, 1 minute of rest, but like you might cycle through rounds instead of doing that. So for example, one workout we might have is you're going to go 40 seconds of work, 20 seconds of rest on the bike. And then you're just going to move on to the next station after that. So you would go 40 seconds of work, get off the bike, have 20 seconds to move to the next station. And then maybe you might go into TRX rows, something nice and safe. It's all your own body weight. But again, you're keeping the intensity high. We do all the workouts in under 30 minutes. So it's nice, fast, really focusing on that fat loss that people want to look for, or basically it's just the intensity is so much higher in a shorter amount of time that you're going to burn more calories. Or if we go in the 5 minute blocks, you know, we could do a 5 minute block of, hey, you're just going to row for 5 minutes and see how many meters you get. Or it could be, you're going to go 10 calories on the bike, and then you're going to go 10 ball slams, and then you're going to jump back on the bike and 10 ball slams. So again, Metcon style, I think, is great. I think it's the number one because you can make it more bodybuilding style. For example, you can put, you know, hey, we're going to just make a chest workout of it. So like I've done Metcon styles where it's like, I'm going to go 40 seconds on, 20 seconds off, or 30-30. And it's going to be like, hey, we're going to do presses. I'm going to do a incline press, I'm going to do a fly, and then I'm going to do like a plate press. And then we just repeat it for, you know, how many ever times. Now you got a huge chest pump. So you can make it more bodybuilding style. It's just, I think it's the best because you're going to, it basically just takes out the rest time, and you're going to get more work in than resting during that time. And it also gives you like two birds with one stone, is what we call it, is you're going to feel breathing coming into it while we're also doing resistance training. So that's what I call it. I call it a baby between, you know, endurance and then also weightlifting, because well, we're not actually weightlifting, but like resistance training. So you're going to be using weights, but you're also going to be having your endurance tested, because we're going for a lot of times more time than we are for reps. So again, for the average person, you know, if you're doing Metcons 3 times a week, you're going intense in that 30 minutes, like we see people have great results with that. And that's where we usually try to stick. I try to encourage people, you know, if you're looking at the everyday person, the average human being who is a working professional, Metcons are going to be the way to go, because you're going to get your resistance resistance training, you're going to get your endurance, you're going to get your heart rate up, you're going to burn the most amount of calories in the shortest amount of time, and you're just going to feel a lot better in 30 minutes. Because I always tell people, what can't you do for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes? Like, that's what our workouts are. And so you can attack it for that amount of time and just make it what you want. So again, there's a million different ways you can go, like EMOM style, which I tell people, which stands for every minute on the minute, where it's going to be, you could do 10 reps. If it takes you 37 seconds, now you have the remaining time until the next minute starts before you go into your second round. So that's an easy way to do it. There's just so many different ways to play with Metcon. And again, it just comes down to exercise selection. You're just going to pick, you know, easiest way to do it is if you're going to pick a push, a pull, a hinge, and then you have like a squat and then like a anti-rotational, something like that. That's what they like will be like, okay, that's the easiest. So now you're getting a push motion for either the chest or the shoulders, or both are moving. You're going to do a row for the back. You're going to do a hinge for the posterior chain or your like hamstrings, glutes. You're going to do a squat to get a little more quads. And then you're also going to do an anti-rotational. You could be like a plank or something like that, or banded resisted. That's going to get the core. Even with that, we just will do an ab workout. We'll do shin huggers where they lay down and they come up. It's kind of like a hybrid between like laying down and hugging your knees and like a sit up and stuff. So we can switch it up, but there you just find the exercise selection. You can switch it up, but that's the fun thing is you can switch it up every single day. And then you can also change it up to where, you know, hey, are you going to go endurance training where it's going to be, hey, we're going to go 4 or 5 minute blocks today? Or is it going to be like, hey, we're going to go 1 minute of max meters on the ski. Now you rest, and then we're going to do that 4 more times. Like, we've done that in a Sunday workout. So, you know, it's just what you're looking for. I just tell people for the time commitment, you know, I didn't mention on that earlier. I'm sorry. But like with the CrossFit, you're looking at anywhere, probably the hour class is usually what they do, 45 minutes, and they can make it fast. But they'll do the strength and they'll do the lifting. So again, in that aspect, I think it's great. But with the Metcon, we'll throw it in and we'll go, hey, we're going to go under 30 minutes, you're going to get what you need for the whole day, and we'll call it good as long as you go hard during that time. And then we throw like HIIT cardio or HIIT high intensity interval training that comes into it. You know, that 40 on, 20 off. If you're really going hard, that would come into HIIT, which everybody talks about because it's the best for burning fat. And so basically, what happens is when you're going into high intensity interval training, you're using all your glycogen, you're using all your carbohydrates that you have in going hard, and they see the best results with that for fat loss because you're going to burn more calories during the time. Your body has to recover, burn more calories overall. So that's what a lot of people do like. They do like the Metcon style, or they do like the high intensity interval training, which I'm a big fan of as well when it just comes to fat loss. You know, but that's what I got to just say. You guys have to find what your goal. If you're looking, you know, for bodybuilding, if you're looking for, are you trying to build muscle? Are you trying to lose fat? Are you trying to, you know, just get more functional, or trying to get better mobility, feel better, get more mobile? There's just so many different goals, but you just have to figure out what's your best goal, or what's the goal you're shooting for. What's the commitment you can give? 1, 3, 5, 7. Well, how many days a week? How many hours or minutes can you give a day? So for example, if you can only give 3 times a week for about 30 minutes, you probably can't do the bodybuilding or like even like the strength and conditioning, a lot more functional stuff. You could maybe fit in a lot of some of the functional stuff, but that's where the Metcon will probably come in. But if you're like myself, where I prioritize, there's, you know, an hour and a half of my day, it's non-negotiable. I'm working out. I'm going to lift. That's my thing. And so that's where for me, bodybuilding, I'm a bigger fan of it because I like to do, you know, like I'll go the push-pull legs, or I will hit an upper, a lower, and a rest day, or, you know, just work on stuff. So like for me, I have a little more time to do that stuff. So that's what I prioritize. But again, you just have to find what works best for you. And to be honest, the last one is what you enjoy the most. You got to do what you enjoy. So again, if you love CrossFit, again, that was me not trying to say that I hate CrossFit, but if you love it, just go do it. You just got to find what works for you. I just feel for the average person who sits behind a desk all day, you know, Metcon is probably the safest and the best option for most people who don't really want to be in the gym for a long time. They just want to get in, get a workout in, be healthy, and get out. So those are the different kinds of workouts, what's best. Those are my takes on it. Again, you don't have to agree with them. If you don't agree with them, I'd love to hear what your guys' comments are in the comments. Again, everybody has their own opinion. That's just my personal opinion from my own personal experience, because I've kind of dabbled in almost all of it. So I've tried a little bit of everything. I've got an experience with it, and I've also met people who are in those worlds as well. And that's why I just speak on it. But that's my take on the best workouts. Again, at the end of the day, you just got to find what works best for you. What's your time commitment that you can give every single week to it? What's the amount of time with the actual minutes and hours? And then where does that fall for you? So I just tell people that's why you'll see a lot younger dudes probably doing more bodybuilding stuff, because they have more free time and they want to just be in the gym a lot more often, because again, they just want to be bigger and look better. But you know, for the average person that I work with, that's in between that 30 to 50 years old, that's a parent, that's a business owner, that's actually working, that's an actual just adulting, you know, they don't have an hour and a half to spend at the gym every single day. So that's where it's like, okay, well, if we do a 30-minute workout, we're going to give you everything you need in a 30-minute workout that can last you 1, 2, or 3 days for this whole week. So that's just my take on it. I hope you guys really learned something and enjoyed it. Let me know in the comments. If you guys have not yet, I would really appreciate if you could subscribe to either the channel, or if you're on the podcast, stop and give me a review. 5-star review would always be the best, and I really appreciate that. But I just ask, if you guys have the time and you haven't, if you guys can just like the videos, if you can subscribe, and also just leave me a review, I would really appreciate it. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to spend with me, if it's driving in a car or just on a walk or just hanging out, but just sitting here and listening to me ramble on. It means a lot. So until next time, make sure you guys do something active, spend time with people you love, and live your life to the fullest, because you know, you only get one. So I will talk to you guys next time. Hope you guys have a great week. Peace.